91X News.
It's 10 degrees and overcast. I'm Tim Bayer with 91X News. The latest Canadian soldier to be killed in Afghanistan will arrive at CFB Trenton this afternoon. Master Corporal Byron Greff was killed in a suicide attack on a NATO base in Kabul last Saturday. He is the 158th death among Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan. The repatriation ceremony will take place at 5 o'clock at the base. A 21-month-old toddler was bitten by a dog while trick-or-treating in Belleville's North End last night. Police say it happened just after 6 while the girl was out with her father. She was treated for minor injuries at a hospital and is now recovering at home. Hastings and Prince Edward County's health unit is investigating. The Greek financial crisis isn't only affecting European markets. The loonie was down almost 2 cents this morning at 98.35 cents U.S. In fact, all North American markets opened sharply lower. Camelia Sutton, chief strategist at Scotia Capital, says the uncertainty surrounding Greece caused the market plunge.
Global markets are reacting very strongly to news out of Greece that they're going to hold a referendum on what most had thought was a done deal in terms of their debt. So really the rising uncertainty just throwing markets right back into chaos, and most of them retracing the gains they made late last week.
Markets were shocked by the news yesterday that Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou called for a referendum on the European bailout package. The vote could decide if Greece stays a part of the European Union. Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird says the government isn't happy that UNESCO has accepted Palestine as a full member. The U.S. has followed through on a threat to cut its $60 million in funding for the UN Cultural Agency. And Baird says Ottawa is looking at the $10 million a year Canada gives UNESCO. Both countries oppose any UN recognition of a Palestinian state until there's a peace deal with Israel. People found guilty of white-collar crimes are facing tougher sentences starting today. Peter Ray has more.
Justice Minister Rob Nicholson came to Montreal to underline the fact that the federal government's long-promised white-collar crimes legislation has officially come into force. There have been calls for tougher sentences for fraudsters following a high-profile Ponzi scheme in Quebec. The stiffer penalties include a mandatory 2-year prison sentence for fraud over $1 million. The legislation will also require judges to consider restitution, requiring a guilty party to repay victims. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
That's 91X News to 103. Here's Harrison Perkins with sports.
Toronto Maple Leafs right-wing player Phil Kessel has been named the NHL Player of the Month for October. Kessel finished October leading the league with 10 goals and 18 points in 11 games. It's another week in the NHL season and still no Sidney Crosby. Yesterday, Crosby ruled himself out of playing in either of the Pittsburgh Penguins games this week. The earliest he could return would be November 11th when the Pens visit Dallas, but nothing is confirmed. Crosby hasn't missed any practices since the training camp opened in September, and he has remained symptom-free from concussions that happened back in January. The Trenton Golden Hawks are in action on Friday when they take on the Peterborough Lifelock Stars. The Wellington Dukes have a few days off before heading to Kingston on Thursday. And Brian Cashman has signed a 3-year contract with the New York Yankees a day after his previous deal as general manager expired. Detroit Pistons center Ben Wallace has pleaded guilty to charges of drunk driving and possessing a firearm while under the influence of alcohol. Wallace appeared in court today. He faces a maximum penalty of 93 days in jail when he returns to court on December 13th, but his attorney expects probation. A breath test showed that Wallace had a blood alcohol level of 0.14%, which is above Michigan's legal limit of 0.08. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Tim Bayer with 91x weather.
Today, cloudy, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, the high 11. Tonight, a few clouds, fog patches developing before morning, the low plus 1. Wednesday, sunny, increasing cloudiness late in the afternoon, fog patches dissipating in the morning, wind becoming southwest 20 kilometers an hour in the afternoon, the high 13. It's 10 degrees. I'm Tim Bayer with Harrison Perkins. 91X News, on the air and online at 91x.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
Quinty's New Rock Source.
CJLX 91.3 FM.
91X.FM.
Belleville.